girls cross country coach for the Huskies is Dan Lear, and you guys are participating in the big meet on Saturday at Mille Lacs, right?
Yeah, we are at Mille Lacs on Saturday. It's kind of a crazy meet. There's, I believe it's well over 100 teams that come, and there's grade races, so there's a 7th grade race, an 8th grade race, a 9th grade race, and so on. And, it's kind of crazy. It's a spectacle with all the buses lined up, but it's a fun meet, and we're looking forward to it.
What I know we chatted with you after the team had competed in a couple of runs. What has the last couple of weeks been like for the girls' cross-country squad?
You know, we were at Mayo on Tuesday, and the team number was down a little bit because it was the previous Thursday, and it had been a week ago, was postponed because of the weather. And we ran well. You know, we wound up getting a little hardware. We took second in the varsity, and we actually took first in JV. You know, Carson Brady finished third overall, our 8th grade number one runner, and J.C. Burtis ran a really good race at our number two position. Caitlin Brussel ran a really nice race. And then Maddie Brussel and newcomer, little 7th grader Audrey Hudak was our 6th or I can't remember, but we're running well. It's fun to be competing with these teams. We knocked off a couple big 9 teams that we're going to see a few more times this year, so.
I'll really tax your memory to ask how you finished at Faribault back on the 6th. I don't think we covered that. Just where did the team come in?
We finished 5th, and that was a nice little finish for us. That's it's a big meet with a lot of strong teams. And again, we're with other big 9 teams, we're right in the mix. We ran against Red Wing on Tuesday at Mayo, and they're a step above right now. Okay. But I like where we're at. I like our girls' effort. And the big thing, we've got some depth where if kids having a bad day, we've got someone to pick her up. You know, we're not heavily reliant on just our 5 scorers. We've got our 6 through 10 runners are pretty solid too.
All right. And then Dan, after the mega meet, you guys run at Bloomington on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's kind of been a week of meets. Quick turnaround. We'll be in Bloomington on Tuesday, and then we have a little bit of a layover till. At Bergen would be the following Thursday on the 3rd or whatever it is of that first Thursday in October.
Well, good luck in the crowd that is the mega meet. I hope the girls run well on Saturday. Good luck.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, Coach Dan Lear, Owatonna Girls Cross Country, KRFO and the KRFO app.